The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Okay, you haven't lived until you've seen your mom in full SWAT gear. So says Baz Ashmawi, who's also encouraged his 71-year-old mom to fly a 1942 warplane upside down, bet her pension in Las Vegas, and made her do an 18,000-foot skydive, all for a new TV series, 50 Ways to Kill Your Mammy, which starts next Monday on Sky One. Baz and Nancy, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just taking in your studio because you've got like... You got very fancy china teacups,
well,
are they?
They're china teacups, and they were left to me by my nana. Do you know what, Nancy? I decided that because of what your son has put you through, and I know you're doing the press tour and you're doing interviews and you've been all over the world, eating out of garages, paper cups, and you haven't had a decent cup of tea. So we decided we'd get out the good china, give you a cup and saucer, a cup of Barry's tea and a bit of cake.
See, this is like the other half live, Matt. When we were in 2FM, we had like a packet of Skips and we shared a bottle of Diet Coke. But this is nice, Catherine. You've well set up
lovely.
In here.
Look pulled at the cakes.
Pulled out all the stops. Now, do you want ginger and treacle or lemon drizzle? I didn't have time to bake a fruit
ginger
brack.
And treacle.
Ginger and treacle. Good stuff. Okay, well, Cullen will get you a piece of cake organised. Well,
Cullen's even... There's someone serving
us.
I'm amazed. Yeah, well done.
Well, listen, I have to just say a huge congratulations about the show. I watched a couple of episodes last night and it is truly priceless. But let's start at the top. You didn't really... Go out. You didn't really set out to kill her.
No, it's, I think the name is very deceiving. What it was is... Nancy got me one day and she asked me about doing a skydive. You'd heard it on one of the radio stations. And I, like anyone, said, don't be daft, don't be soft on the head, you're too old, and nada, nada. And she got the hump with me a little bit about it. Yeah. And then I went home and I thought about it. And I thought, well, if she wanted to do a skydive, wouldn't I be the best person to do it? I've done it and I do all these extreme things. And I looked into it and the guys were like, we had an 80-year-old do it, we had a 95-year-old do it. And then the idea just came to me, well, why wouldn't we just go around the world and do a list of things that I've done in my life and let mum do them, you know, and just give her the opportunity to do things that people just don't get the chance to do or don't have the money to do or, you know, it was just an excuse to get on the road with Nancy, really, you know.
And that's it, Nancy. You've seen your boy over the years, no more than myself. I was very fortunate to get out and travel. And you've seen him down through the years do all these crazy things. Were you nervous about taking part in something or were you just as excited to go, you know what, I'm ready to pack my bag and do it too?
Well, when he said it to me, I just thought, well, I said to him, well, let's go. When do we go? Let's get moving and let's go.
And did any of your friends go, ah, geez, Nancy, like, what are you at?
Some of my friends said, oh, gosh, it's great. You'll be travelling. Where are you going? And then some said, will you really be able to do this now? Are you really up to it? I said, well, I'm going to give it a try.
And when you heard that the show was going to be called 50 Ways to Kill Your Mammy, was there a list of sort of crazy activities that you saw before you went or did he keep you in the dark?
Well, I was kept in the dark for in the earlier stages.
What we used to do is with a big stunt. Now, when I say big stunt, I mean a skydive or...
Or flying a plane upside down. Or
whitewater rafting. But so, stunts that I needed to talk her through. Say, like swimming with sharks. Nancy doesn't swim. Right, she's scared of boats. I don't know anyone who's not scared of sharks. So that was something I had to sit down and explain. And myself and mum were in the Canaries together and I taught her how to kind of submerge her head underwater. You've never done that before,
no,
did you?
I've always had this fear of water for whatever reason, but I've had it. Now, when I say swim, I always feel if I'm in my own depth, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But going out of that now...
But technically, that's not swimming, you see.
No,
if you're
it's
in
not.
Your own depth, that's just sitting
just
in
water. Just paddling along, moving.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she did it, Catherine. This is the thing. She, like, I couldn't... We would sit and we would do these things. I have to say, there's these little moments I have with mum where we would do things together. And even in the Canaries, just in a pool, just even submerged, trying to teach her how to put her head underwater. And then going from that little pool to the South Africa and seeing her like put her head underwater. And she popped up and the first thing she said is, God, they're big and white. And I went, well, they're great whites. So, but, you know, it was just amazing. It was an amazing journey to get to do. I'm very sentimental about it and my mum is much more blasé, But like to get to do a journey like that with your mum, who's 71, is a real privilege, you know.
Tell there's a huge bond. Even sitting here with you, but watching it on TV. And you know what, actually, let's throw it out to our listeners. Text us to 51551. Has your mother or father or grandmother done anything remarkable? Or maybe you are somebody who's proud of an achievement. Text us in and let us know. 51551. Let's take a clip and see what the show is all about.
So I've somehow convinced my mammy to grab life by the scruff of the neck.
Give it a shout.
Woo!
And join me on an extreme bucket list. My list, my rules.
It's a bit slower
now. I'm going slow, ain't you?
Oh!
I've got you.
Oh, no, I'm going over.
Who are you? Have you got sunstroke or something?
If you think I'm going to shoot you with a taser gun, you're thinking again.
No, take him away,
no. Hey, that's it. Get mad.
For all the trouble he's given me in the past, I'm just ready now.
Oh, wow! I won't bite you, Mum.
Not safe.
I'm going to have you court-martialed.
Hold on to me, bad.
50 ways. One. I'll strangle her now. I just, she's killing me.
Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. So essentially what the show is, Baz, is a bucket list of 50 crazy stunts taking place in different areas of the world.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, because it can be confusing sometimes. I've done a lot of these things. We say, like, years ago, I was afraid of heights.
Yeah.
And I've done skydives and I've done bungee jumps. I've lived with tribes. I've worked on trawlers. I've done, swam with sharks. Anything I've done that I was scared to do, I did, and it made me stronger. Like, honestly, whether your fear is to leave your job and start a new career, or take up a language, or learn an instrument, or it's to go trekking through Thailand, whatever it is, everyone has fears. And it's about that, like, it never came into my mind that these are all, they're not all extreme things. Like, some of them is, mum's never gambled, like you say. So I brought her to Vegas, and I brought her to Vegas to gamble. You know, I said, look, if you're going to do it once in your life, let's go to Vegas, let's go in red or black, and let's bet 2 weeks of your pension. Like, and it was funny because mum said to me, she was like, well, you give me the $200. And I said, well, then you won't know what it's like to gamble. So, you know, it was never about, I think as you get old, you become a little invisible to people. And I noticed it with Nancy, we were in an airport. Do you want to tell them?
Oh, you tell you.
Mum's so shy. We were in an airport and we were checking in, and this woman who was checking us in, I won't say what airline it was, who was checking us in, said, oh, I'd booked emergency exit seats. And she said, well, how old is she? And I went, well, she's right there. You know, like, she's standing there beside me. And at this stage, Mum had flown a 1942 warbird upside down. She'd done the highest skydive in the world and done all these amazing feats. But it's just this attitude we have to older people. And I think if you treat old people like they're old, they'll feel old. And if you treat them like they're younger, then, you know, it's not a right way to treat people, you know.
And have you found that, Nancy, the older that you've gotten, that society treats you a little differently?
A little differently, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But then you have to judge, you have to prove yourself. Like, on this trip, it was brilliant, really.
What was the best part about it for you? What was the best part of the whole experience?
Well, I suppose the best part of it was having time with Baz, seeing how he works, seeing it was a whole new world for me.
Yeah.
Now, I'd say I couldn't have done this without Baz, because it's my son, I trusted him, and I knew there's nothing going to happen to me, bad going to happen to me. But it was a whole new experience, a different dimension to my life.
Mm-hmm. And was the trip one long trip, or did you come home back to your house?
Oh, yeah, we came home with breaks in between, and we came home and...
What was that like? Because, I mean, I know when I came home, it was a bit of a come down sometimes from a trip. So when you got...
For me, it wasn't. No, I came home.
Tell Catherine what you did last week. Where were you?
Last week, I was down with some friends in Leitrim.
Lovely.
And we were in the bog, saving turf. And it was a great switch
off. Saving turf in the bog. Like... This is what mum did to come back, and she said, I'm going to unwind now. I've no Wi-Fi and I can't use my iPad. And all I heard is turf. And I just thought, what the hell, you know.
Well, what brought you there?
I have friends there.
Right.
But I love the countryside. I love nature. I love walks. I love my own life, my Scrabble, my quizzes. That I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But then this travel, when I went travelling with Baz, this is wonderful as well.
And so had you done any amount of travel before? I know you were a nurse and you spent some time in the Middle East.
Yes, in Libya.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, I'd done a bit of travel, I suppose. What do you think?
I think when you have kids, especially, I think mum had this life. She worked, she left Ireland young, went to London, worked in London as a nurse in the swinging 60s. Not that she says she saw any of it.
No money.
But
no.
Went off to Libya during Gaddafi's regime. And even as a kid, I remember like other kids were going to you know, Spain on holiday, and we were going to like Transylvania, and I was like who goes to Transylvania in the 80s? Who goes to Transylvania now? Do you know what I mean?
That must have been a brilliant experience for you, Nancy, because I suppose the world has opened up since then, and to have different experiences now, to have travel experiences in a different stage of your life must have been pretty cool.
I've always loved travel when I could afford it. I've loved travel, but mostly the culture, the people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... For me now to go somewhere and say you sit on the beach for 3 hours or 4 hours.
That's not for you.
No.
No, you'd like prefer to fire yourself out of a plane or something like that. But what was it like going back to the Middle East? Was that your favourite destination, or what was your favourite destination?
I would have to say Morocco was my favourite.
Fantastic. Why?
And it was a place at the beginning I thought, oh, Morocco, I've never been to Morocco. I said, oh, this is going to be dull and drab and everything. But it was completely the opposite. I mean, we're driving through the desert, and the kasbahs and the colours and the people, then through the Atlas Mountains. And it was wonderful, Morocco, I must say.
And while you were there, he talked you into a bit of snake charming.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Welcome.
Shukran. One thing in life, I'm terrified of snakes. Just terrified of them now.
Viper.
You up for this, ma?
Not the way I feel at the moment.
Sit down.
Now again. Oh.
Are you all right?
No.
Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer the cobra or the...
Neither of them. Cobra. No scare.
That's cobra.
Oh, my...
No boys, no worry.
Oh, my
Moment.
God.
No. Sit down. Jeez. Sit down.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, look at the tongue.
Relax. No sudden movements like that.
Oh,
you make
God,
it jumpy.
Oh, look, my hand. No, take him away from me. Oh, Jesus, No, I'm scared. Oh, no, I'd be scared.
So the plan was to get a few snake charming tips from Abdul and Kareem and then hit the main square at sundown so Ma could show off her new snaky skills.
Sit down.
But Mammy's freaked out of her head. She's all over the place.
What happens if it does bite you?
Yeah, you'll go to
the hospital. Going
to the hospital?
No, he's winding you up. He's just having a laugh at you now. I love the way Mum's wetting herself there. But that's the thing. It's like you were saying there, you'd hate that. I couldn't do it.
I mean, what was the worst part about that, Nancy? Or what? Describe what that was like.
I got it around my neck. It was just like something slimy around you. You know, it just...
I love the way you said that, because they're not slimy at all.
No,
they're
but
scaly.
Just I felt scared.
But
know,
it's just everyone has that thing. We went hunting tarantulas and she ate tarantulas. And
oh
I was like,
God.
All the time you think there's things she won't do and she would do them. And then the things
Was there
I thought,
anything you said no to?
Oh, yes.
What did you say? What did you refuse to do?
A few things.
At least I could. Yeah. One was to tattoo Baz.
Okay.
That was a no-no.
Sure, he's covered in tattoos.
I know, yeah. But that...
That's a sore point, Catherine. Now you're dragging up
dirt. That's a very sore point,
Catherine. But Nancy, Catherine, you did pierce his left nipple.
Yes.
And that's absolutely fine.
Well, that was... Oh, at least
I could take that out, you see. That
you
was the mindset behind that.
What did you? What inspiration, Baz, did you use to prepare this big list for your mom?
I suppose a lot of the things I'd done before, and it was just a list. If you were going to write a bucket list,
yeah,
like what would you do? Where would you go? What would you recommend for a friend to see? And it's amazing, like out of any adventure I've done, and I've been so lucky in my life, like yourself, to have done a lot of these things, but to do them with Nancy was just the best adventure ever. Now, it was really hard as well. If I said to you, you bring your mum into work for a half day, you'd struggle.
Yeah.
Like, do it for a year. And honestly, there's times like I'd be having these big, because I was producing this as well. So I was having these big production meetings, and next thing, my mum would come over and go, your language. And I was like, mum, I'm a big boy, mum. I'm the executive here. And you know, it's just your mum is your mum the whole time. But even though it didn't bring us closer, because we're very close, it's an amazing, they're just amazing memories from a very selfish point of view for me to have. Because say 30 years from now, God forbid, mum will be pushing daisies and I'll be 70.
Yeah.
And I'll be telling my grandkids about this trip I took
experience
with my mum. You know, it's been brilliant.
And what was it like, Nancy, to see your son at work? I mean, were you aware that there were cameras there all the time, or did you kind of forget about it and were you able to relax a little bit?
At the beginning, I was aware. Then, of course, as the days went on, I just was able to relax and forget about it. And maybe sometimes I just really forget I was...
Mic'd up.
Yeah. You never forgot you were his mammy, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, I tried to, but I think that's the thing.
Like, I always believed in this series, because to be honest with you, the series is really about a mother and a son. And all these extreme things and all that, they're just a backdrop for an excuse to see a mother and a son. And everyone has a mom, and everyone can relate to it. Mm. And we wanted to make a show that, you know, you'd watch with your gran and your cousins, and, you know, your family would sit around and you'd all laugh at it together. That kind of old 80s family
TV. It's brilliant
TV.
Family viewing.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
And I knew it would be brilliant if mum could be mum. But the trick, you know yourself, with being on TV is it's sometimes you think, I'll be who I think they want me to be.
Right,
and I never wanted mum to do that. So at the start, we used to do little tricks where I'd put the camera on a wide lens, the cameraman would, and everyone would pretend to do other things. And myself and Nancy would have real conversations would get quite heated.
Yeah.
But after a while, it shows you how good mum is. At the end, the camera would be right up in her face and she would just be herself. And she was herself the whole way through it. And that's why she's the star of it. You know, it's like she's amazing in it.
I have no doubt that it's going to be a huge success. If there was an offer of season 2 and season 3, Nancy, would you be up for it?
Of course.
Would you?
I know, God, yes.
On your own.
You wouldn't turn the tables around on himself and set him a few challenges.
Well, that's a good idea.
It'd be a dull
idea,
series.
Catherine.
It'd be me walking around Lourdes or something. But I don't know what it'd be.
Oh, something.
But listen, it's great to see you back on the box, because you had a tough few years, Baz, with you know, trying to get work and trying to get back out there again. This must be, you know, a huge boost for you, I suppose.
Well, it's just the nature of the beast. When you're, you know, you can, you go through stages of kind of being flavour of the month, and then, you know, Ireland's a small place and, you know, there's only so much work, and there was the whole recession and people didn't have money to invest in lots of telly. So, yeah, I had to kind of just broaden my horizons and think, well, you know, Sky were so invested in looking for Irish talent. And to be honest with you, Catherine, I went for a meeting with a commissioner in Sky, Siobhan Mulholland and Stuart Murphy. And they just got me really giddy about telly again. And it had been a while since I felt like that, since, you know, doing Baz's Extreme Worlds. But like I say, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something funny and something you could watch with your kids. And it just got me very excited. And as soon as we kind of, like 50 Ways happened really quick. Like it was one conversation in my mum's kitchen. And then my brain just went, that was it, you know.
Was that difficult for you, Nancy, to see, you know, a couple of years where he was a little bit worried about what would happen for his career? Was that a worrying time for you?
Well, I always said to him, well, look, the only way, you just have to get on with things.
Mm-hmm.
And just, there's plenty of ability. I always believed in him. And that's it. And you have to get up and get on with things.
Like, I'll tell you one thing, and you see it, like, it throughout the series, is my mum's mind. She's mentally very, very strong. And she's mentally very, very positive. Much more so than me or anyone else I know. And I think she just instilled that in me, you know, that kind of just go and get it. And she's the best. Like,
you know. Well, listen, it's such a pleasure talking to you. Will you stay with us for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
Pour the tea, have another bit of cake.
Absolutely.
We'll be back after this.